Well, we have a couple of more bands to play. It's a very high submission day.
High submission day.
But the weather at the moment is a bit high submission. But we're going to get to that later because we're very lucky to have Kosio in the Kill Radio studio live to perform for us. Go to myspace.com/Kosio Music. We've played their music before. I've had them as a guest on Is Good. And you can go to isgoodmusic.com to download that interview and hear their live performances. In fact, I actually have one of their live songs from that session up on the page there at myspace.com/thisisgood. Kosio, how are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Good afternoon.
Good.
We're a little short of mics today, so we're going to have to do a little sharing. If I didn't have a co-host, it would be a lot easier.
You know what? If you didn't have a co-host, this show would suck. And I mean that equally. If you weren't here, we're nothing without each other. That's the sad but true reality with this show.
It is sad. Anyway, so I want to thank you guys for coming back to the Kill Radio studio. I know right off the top, let's just talk about some performances because I know you have a couple coming up soon. Somebody who's close to a live mic want to say it? I see.
We're fighting over
this right now. We've got a couple coming up in June. We're playing in Ventura at Zoe's Cafe on the 16th. I believe we go on around, is it 8 o'clock, Abigail? She's giving me the, I'm not really sure, not. Yes, yes. I believe it's 8 o'clock. And Hotel Cafe at the end of the month on the 30th. We've got the 11 o'clock slot there at Hotel on the 30th at the end of the month.
Absolutely. We're going to be recording the Hotel Cafe show live.
Yeah, we are.
Cool.
So come out and yell, we'll hear you.
If you make an obscenity, then you're in forever.
Ever.
You're not going to beep it out later?
Not going to beep it out later. I was thinking about getting it put on vinyl, but I wouldn't want to come in here with a vinyl because I know how you guys work with those. So.
Right.
Well, I guess I won't be fixing that in the mix.
Yeah.
And just so, like I already kind of know from hanging out with you guys last time, but just for our audience who may not have heard the music before, tell me a little bit about this group. It kind of you guys started making music together long before you actually formed a band. Tell me that story, and then we'll get into some live stuff.
I've known a number of these. There's four right now, four members of the band right now, and I've known two of them since I was very young, high school, earlier than that.
We're
all musicians on our own, and I started playing coffee shops, and my friend Michael is the drummer, and he joined me early on, and then Bobby joined me after that on anything we could find for him to play, and Jeremy came last but never least with the bass.
Sometimes least.
Always.
Occasionally least.
Yeah, so we've been playing together, I think, maybe a year and a half, 2 years
We're
now.
We're creeping up on 2 years, yeah.
We morph a lot. We add members, lose members, change members.
And you have an EP that's available now, right?
We do. It's Walk Through Blood, Sleep and Bones, and it's on iTunes?
iTunes. What, is it on Rhapsody, Mike? I don't know. The usual digital online ventures. Yeah, and the place to get it would be kosiomusic.com. There's a button there, and you push it, and it goes to the thing, and then you pay the money, and then
I'm the one who sends them. So
right, the emails go to
Abigail.
There's
definitely love in each envelope.
Love in each envelope.
Email.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know what that means.
All right, let's get into what are you going to play for us first? First, somebody tell me what we're looking at here, because we have a room full of musicians.
I'll run through this real quick. We got Jeremy playing bass over there, and Abigail, the lovely voice you were just listening to. She's going to be playing rhythm guitar and doing the bulk of the singing. Mike back here is our main percussion man. He plays the drums, and my name is Bobby, and I play some percussion stuff and do some backup vocals as well.
All right, you're listening to here on killradio.org. What are you going to play for us first?
This is called Halcyon Days.
Whenever you're ready.
The ambulance.
This very same vessel that would take the band of prodigal children up the coast. They prayed the Lord would keep us safe and bring us home as we sing songs about our heroes. to break on through. I'll memorize the horizon that keeps the current in the ocean, sets the sails full. Send the weary outside on day.
Come out tonight, dance by the light.
You know, it's not a competition, but I think we do have the best show at Kill Radio.
Better than yours?
Better than mine, even. Yeah, absolutely. Grab a mic there, Mark. Any mic will do. Our guest on is Kosio, myspace.com/Kosio Music. That's COSIO. Guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You guys are you guys probably have had this conversation before, but I wasn't there. So, but you guys are based in Los Angeles, right? Are you guys from Los Angeles originally?
Simi Valley, Ventura County.
All y'all?
All y'all. All us all.
Born and raised.
Wow.
We all went to the same high school, and then one of us went to the crosstown rival of that high school.
Ouch.
We all came out of the same place. We all ran the same trails. We all climbed the same trees. So.
Now, do you feel liberated being here in Los Angeles? I'm from Orange County originally, so I feel totally liberated to get my ass out of there. So you know, if you guys in that neck of the woods feel the same way.
I could probably speak for at least a couple of us in that we got away from it when we needed to, and now every time we go home, it's good. It's real good.
And perfect.
The city's burned us a little bit, but it's okay. We love it too.
It's a nice place to visit.
It's a nice place to get parking tickets is what it is.
Oh, wow.
I want to ask you about that song you just played. You actually, and I had meant to ask you actually the last time I saw you guys, there's like another song in that song. You guys stop and you do another song and then you go back to the song that you started. Yeah. And I'm just curious about the writing process for putting together something like that.
When the drugs stopped working?
Buffalo Gals is in there and I'm pretty bad. I don't know who actually first wrote that, but everybody's played it since forever. But I think we just...
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's in that film, and we I think I was just kind of thinking about great songs to cover, and I love that song. I love that film. I love that kind of like idea behind that movie, and so I learned it, and we're like, "What do you think about throwing this in there?" It happened to fit right in, so we just went with it.
That's awesome. So instead of just doing a straight up cover of the song, you just found a song to put it into.
Yeah, cover songs are always a. Kind of a delicate thing to go after if you're going to do one. And we've shied away from them for as long as possible. But there's a lot of really great songs out there. And, I mean, I know instinctually most of the ones that we would want to do would be older songs that kind of just have more more of a sentiment of, like, how we grew up and things like that. And Buffalo Gals definitely rang true with that. So it just seemed like more of a fun idea to throw it in something that we created. So it wasn't just like someone did something once and we can do that too. We tried to... at least put a little more thought into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it happened to work for the sentiment of the song. I mean, it just kind of, as it kind of comes in.
So wasn't your version of a white boy rapper interlude? You didn't like if Kosio featuring Linkin Park.
Blasphemous.
Awesome. Well, we only have you for a short period of time today, so why don't we go right into another live song if you guys are ready.
Good. This one's called Jails and Churches.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. We have a special live performance from Kosio. Stick around.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, I'd be worried. I'm lucky, she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing. Preacher showed me different. Just at some bars, a church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm the limping crow outside your window. I'll eat the crumbs that you. Yeah, well, as long as I can't see you, 'cause a hand out there's no pity. If I don't make eye contact, the forest floor is a better bed than an overnight cell. God, I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, be worried, I'm lucky. She don't know. The Bible told me one thing. Preacher showed me difference. Just at some bars. Your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar. I'm holding chapel in. guess being sentimental's a curse. I won't ask for redemption. I don't believe in your sin. I don't care what God is asking. I wouldn't sacrifice my kin.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home.
Mama be worried, I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing,
preacher showed me different.
Just add some bars,
your church it's a prison. Praying in a bar, showed me difference.
Just add some bars.
Your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar.
I'm holding chapels in your prison.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home.
Mama be worried, I'm
lucky she don't know.
The Bible taught me one thing,
preacher showed me difference.
Just add some bars.
Your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar,
hold the chapel in your prison.
Wow. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. We're hanging out with Kosio, myspace.com/KosioMusic. Bobby, I'm always afraid that you're going to levitate or start speaking in tongues. Like a third, a much needed third arm will grow out of your back and grab another instrument.
Wouldn't hurt. Medical science can't catch up with me.
What was that? What was that last instrument that you were playing? I know when you were here before, you were playing a washboard. What do you have there now?
Right, and I wish I could say that this was a creative decision, but the truth is that I forgot the washboard. So I don't know what is this called?
Laundry day.
It's on. Hold on, it's on the top. I don't know what language that is. Afuche. Kielbasa. Kielbasa?
You're playing the kielbasa.
Playing a Polish sausage.
It's a sausage.
Awesome. Yeah, and I haven't seen one of those since, like, you know, music class, like in elementary school, you know? Like,
that's okay.
You know, no, and it's great, you know, where they pass out different instruments.
I'm
going
to go
like,
in my car and get my recorder.
Exactly. I remember I had, like, little wooden blocks with sandpaper on them that I had rubbed together. Right. Like, it's an instrument, go for it.
Next time on the radio show, I will bring one of them.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed seeing you guys perform is that you each contribute your own sort of personal style and your own flavor and your own talents with your instrument to the band. It's not one of these things where it's just like, you know, the drummer keeps the beat and the bass, you know, keeps the rhythm. And, you know, you guys work as individuals and as a group. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did it take you a while to sort of develop that?
Or did it just happen?
Yeah.
I think you were all pretty, like, timid at the beginning, and now it's like, okay.
Because there's also, like, you know, more than one vocal, and there's, mm-hmm. you know, many different kinds of instruments going on. Within the same song, you'll put one down, pick up another one.
Well, I think, the music kind of started off in a different place with Abby being the girl in the coffee shop kind of thing. And so coming into it, all of the, I guess what felt the most natural wasn't necessarily the best way to go for where the music was at the time. So it's been a process of like, I can get away with this now. Like, mm-hmm. I can go out and try this. Like, the room for experimentation has become really great and much bigger than initially. It was a pretty narrow path in the beginning, and now it's wide open.
Well, and it's gone so far that we Abby had an art show when she graduated college not too long ago, and she made all the instruments by hand. So they were wooden boxes with rubber bands, and I mean all kinds of these homegrown, homemade instruments. And that was the peak of experimentation, I think. Right. Us writing songs with homemade instruments.
Right. There's no key. There's no. I mean, it was pretty exciting, but we figured it out. We worked it out.
Yeah, and so we've kind of been kind of pushing our own limits in that way, mm-hmm. for quite a while.
Just do you guys bore easily? Do you get sort of tired, yeah. like, and you need to ADD. With each song, you gotta try something new.
It's really amazing. Bad. Yeah.
I tend to. I just was writing a new song and. We couldn't really play it yet as a band because we had so much other things going on with the homemade instrument show, and they asked me about it. I was like, oh, I'm pretty bored with it already. We don't.
She hasn't even brought it to us yet, and it's over.
She had the relationship on her own.
It was
she handled it all for you.
And died in her bedroom. That's where it will stay.
Have you guys seen any change, like, since you've released the EP in your draw, or like people are coming to see your show, and are you selling these EPs at your shows?
Yeah, I think we're kind of, it's a natural growth. I haven't, no boom or anything, nothing like that, but just trickling in. It's kind of like watching a plant grow. It's like, oh, I didn't see you last week. There's a new bud growing, sort of like that.
But. And is that part of your strategy? I mean, you guys play out live a lot, so you're kind of like collecting followers.
I guess so. I think that's the, kind of the idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't mean to make it sound like a cult there. I just...
collecting followers.
Purple Kool-Aid.
Flute down the street.
But along those lines, though, I mean, Bible... taught me one thing, preacher showed me different. This is kind of a recurring theme in a lot of your music, and mm-hmm. that just sort of comes from the environment that you were raised in?
Yeah, absolutely. Just I think I guess I'm the lyricist, so it's very much my personal story, but I know that a lot of them kind of share that story. It's just growing up in a very religious household and on my own, sort of changing and being, I don't know, I guess seeking out a new religion of my own, and one that might not like go well with what I was raised with, and a lot of I don't know, my parents were at first happy that I was questioning, and now I think they're a little disappointed because I'm not
more scared.
There's only so much questioning.
Well, now she's also writing songs about it.
Right.
Yeah.
She's swimming out to sea, so to speak.
It's always a little uncomfortable when I sing the lyrics.
Okay.
But
well, I mean, I guess that's one of the. They always say you got to make sacrifices for your art, and I guess that's sort of risking that people won't understand where you're coming from. Is got to be part of that.
Yeah.
I guess.
And it's really just like, it's all coming from like a you got to find what's good for you type of idea. And I think that a lot of the songs are coming from a place where, like, I'm declaring that wasn't good for me, and I don't know if that sort of blind faith is good for anyone, but I'm certainly not with it. So.
Well, and it's interesting because when we're playing shows to our fan base out here, it feels natural, and you feel like a certain amount of camaraderie. And we played a show in Simi Valley to our friends and family, and having the same sentiments just felt different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having... the worried look, like, wow, these kids have really gone out on a limb.
Right.
You guys should try the synagogue circuit.
We were thinking about doing a Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just,
yeah, you said Texas. I was like, you played the song in Texas. I thought, God, how'd they go with that? It can't be good.
Oh, they were just drinking and eating all the catered food.
It had a nice beat. I liked the rhythm.
Right.
I could dance to it.
She's pretty.
Well, speaking of things that are good for us, can we get one more song?
Absolutely.
Manage.
This one's called Patchwork Quilt. Better way of living 20-something traveling on a European train. My bloodline runs thick to the northern hills of Spain. And though I love you, baby, I will not change my name. Though I love you, baby, I will not change my name. The crops look like a pattern on the church group's patchwork quilt. They meet down the foyer to stitch the lives they've lived. I'm doing the same thing through written prose and songs. I hope that you'll keep humming after my body. After their arms are gone. What a sweet lament. Those angels will be singing as they usher me in. Those sinners will be singing as they usher
That is so awesome. Our guest is Kosio on Here Here on killradio.org.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming in. And it was so funny. Like about two-thirds of the way through the song, you know, there's a clear shift in the way the song comes at you. And Bobby, I saw you pick up your sticks, and you're like looking at your drum. You're like, I am gonna fuck you up, man. You're like slowly picked it up. You like got it in this position. You know, it's like it's going down. Yeah. And it came through, man. It came through.
We get to cut loose when it's like the full deal and we're on stage, we're doing the thing, and coming in here and trying not to like, you know, blow the doors off the place is kind of tough. But
yeah,
so wake up the pawn shop.
It's the same look, but yeah, with thunderous whatever going on.
Do you guys? I guess you probably have that same issue with like different venues too, like having different size rooms and different amounts of people in them, things like that.
Yeah.
We're sort of a hybrid between coffee shop music that can fit in there, kind of loungy stuff, mm-hmm, versus bigger venues. So it's. We're too quiet for a cafe, too loud for a bar, or the other way around.
The other way around, yeah.
That's sort of like how.
Button.
Do you have a preference in terms of like what kind of venue you like to play in?
Hybrids of the two. I mean,
bars that only sell coffee.
Bars that sell coffee. Espresso bars. I don't know. Do we have a preference? We just want people.
No, we don't.
People.
I don't want people.
We want friends. People, friends. We just want to see our friends.
Do you guys have a website aside from the MySpace page?
Yeah, kosiomusic.com. It's the same thing as the MySpace, just kosiomusic.com with the W's in front of it, of course.
Right. Oh.
Right. Got it.
Got that?
Don't mock me.
Three.
And just remind us once again where people can go see you perform live next.
Zoe's Cafe.
In Ventura.
In Ventura on June 16th and Hotel Cafe June 30th. Hotel Cafe is 1623 and a half North Cahuenga in Hollywood, California.
And both these dates are on your MySpace page, right?
Mm-hmm. On the MySpace and on the website.
Right.
And how did you hear about Here Here? Like, because we discovered your music. It showed up in the mail one day.
The little guy. Give him a microphone.
Yeah, did we get a CD originally? Or did we get MP3s? Because I know I have some MP3s.
First you got an MP3, and then a few months later we got the CD.
Yeah, I wanted Michael to talk, so I'm so glad this is happening.
Basically I handle anything that goes online.
And you know, somehow you found us.
He does all the phone calls, Bobby, and I do all the internet, what have you.
Kind of like John and I. John handles the CDs, and I handle the 21st century MP3s.
Well, you see what happens when somebody gives me vinyl.
I know.
Oh, you're like Blake on American Idol.
No, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I just dated myself.
Proud to say.
All right, so guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck with your next couple of shows, and we'll keep playing your music whenever we get a chance.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.